I have a quiz for you. You went to bed, went to sleep, and then you begin to dream. And then in your dream, a ferocious lion began to chase after you. And lo and behold, you turn and run for your dear life. And as you're running, another ferocious tiger was in front of you, waiting to use you for breakfast. And you shout and then jump into the forest on your side, and each side you turn to, a ferocious animal is waiting to devour you. How do you save yourself? Feel free to talk. How do you save yourself in that situation? Wake up! That's the only way. Wake up! And that is the message of Advent. If you look at the readings we read today, especially the Gospel of St. Mark, Jesus told a parable asking us to be alert, to be watchful, and never allow ourselves to fall asleep. That is what Advent is all about. And so today, we are joyful and thankful to God who has given us the opportunity to begin the sacred season of Advent, a special time of preparation for the coming of the Lord. As we saw in the Gospel, you know, Jesus is encouraging all of us, his followers, that the way to go in the season of Advent is for us to remain alert, be awake, and be watchful, so that whenever he comes, he would find us not sleeping, but watching in faith, ready to welcome him. So this is what Advent is all about. It is a special preparation for the coming of the Lord, preparation for the Christmas. In Advent, there are three things involved. During the season of Advent, we are celebrating the past. We are also celebrating the present, and we are also celebrating in anticipation the future. How do we celebrate the past? We all are looking forward to December 25, which is Christmas Day. What we do during the season of Advent is a preparation for what had happened in the past, more than 2,000 years ago, when God decided to become a human being, what we call the mystery of the incarnation. He chose to become one of us and allowed himself to be born as a baby. That is the past. And he came when people we are anticipating a savior. People wanted badly someone who will come to save them. Not only that, we are celebrating the past, which is the nativity of the Lord over 2,000 years ago, we are also celebrating the present, in that the church is also inviting us, as we read in the Gospel of today, to be watchful. Even though Jesus had been born, Jesus continues every day to come to us. And the church is asking us to be attentive to the various ways that Jesus comes to us. He comes to us every day. So if I ask you, how does Jesus come to us every day? What do you think? Feel free to tell me. How do you meet Jesus every day? Who can tell me? through the Eucharist, what we are doing right now. Because very soon now we shall consecrate. And after the consecration, all of us will come to partake of the Eucharist. By receiving the Eucharist, Jesus is coming to us in that manner. And so it is also a time that we are reminded about the various ways that Jesus comes to us so that we don't miss Mass. Advent is always a time that me and you should take Mass as something that is very desirous. We desire to come to Mass so that we can receive Him every day, because He comes to us through the sacred body and blood that He gave to us to be a spiritual nourishment for our souls. How else does Jesus come to us every day? Apart from the Mass, who can remember? Through the reading of the scripture, the word of God is always very strong. Advent is also a time that we have to experience Jesus by looking at the Bible. You don't need to go and buy it. You have a phone. Log into your phone and then read the scripture. Even if it is one verse every day, allow God to speak to you through the scripture. If we remember last Sunday, which was Christ the King, Jesus also said that He comes to us in human form. He comes to us every day through people that look like human beings. In other words, He is asking us to be mindful of our neighbor, to be mindful of our fellow human beings, because He comes to us disguised as someone who is hungry, as someone who is thirsty, as someone who is naked, as someone who is in prison captive, as someone who is suffering. In other words, Advent is also a time that we are mindful of the less privileged and the poor, the suffering in our communities, including in our families, and reach out to them because they are also representative of Jesus. It's not only about the present. We are also thinking about the future. During Advent, it's also a time we anticipate the future. What do we anticipate? The second coming of Jesus. So, Advent is also a time that me and you, we use to prepare for this second coming. When will it happen? Nobody knows. Anytime me and you will come to the end of our earthly life, that begins the second coming of Christ for you and me until the final judgment, when He will finally come. So Advent then becomes a reminder about our mortality, that we are finite, that we shall one day come to the end of life, which the Bible refers to as Jesus' second coming. And so Advent is also a preparation for that second coming. So during Advent, the church uses a lot of what we call symbolism. If you look at me, I'm wearing purple. What does purple signify? We are not rejoicing. Purple is always a sign of what? Repentance. Whenever you see a priest wearing this, we wear this for confession, you know that. Purple, the color purple. It's a sign that we are not all that rejoicing. It is a sign of humility. It's a sign that we are repentant of our sins. And we see, we lighted the Advent candle and the wreath. The candle symbolizes light. What does light do? It dispels what? Light dispels darkness. Everything is symbolism. Just bear that in mind. So when we light the Advent candle, it is a sign of expression of our hope that the light of Christ will come into our world to do what? To dispel the darkness in our world. And that is how we can understand the first reading of today from the prophet Isaiah. If you look into that reading, the prophet was shouting, "Oh, would that you would have come down from heaven. Why was he saying that? Who knows the reason why the prophet was telling God, I wish you come down from heaven? Because he was really dissatisfied with what is happening on earth. He was doing some kind of lamentation. In that first reading, the prophet was looking around at what was going on and said, this is not the way it was supposed to be. And he was asking God, oh, would that you have come down and make it right for us. But we see in that first reading that it did not end in despair. It was an expression of what? Hope. Hope. And that is what Advent stands for. Each and every one of us must surely have a moment in which we feel, oh God, you would have intervened. There are moments we experience such a situation and frustration in our lives that we look up to the heavens and say, I wish God is here. That was what Isaiah was doing. But when we express, I wish God is here, that is when we have experienced sadness. If we look at what is happening in our world, all the war going on, all the killings going on, sometimes it makes us sad and we feel, I wish God will intervene. Right within our hearts, there is this desire for peace, desire for happiness, desire, you know, for people to experience fulfillment in their lives. But sometimes what goes around does not fulfill that desire. And we have this expression in our hearts and tell God, how I wish you will intervene. But today's message is telling us, God has already intervened by sending his son, Jesus Christ, into our world. Has Jesus come or not? He has. He has been born in Bethlehem. But the problem we have is that we are not able to respond to his message. We are not able to accept what he is telling us. And that is why we have calamity all over the world. Our refusal to follow what Jesus is asking of us. If everyone in the world is doing what Jesus said, there will be no war. Don't you think that way? There will be no killing. So what we are experiencing right now that makes you and me sad is because of people's inability to say yes to what Jesus is asking us to do. And that was what Isaiah was lamenting. And Isaiah was asking the Lord, help us to make it right. And that is what Advent is all about. Me and you acknowledging where we have gone wrong. That is making the world very sad. And when we acknowledge that, it then brings us into what we call penitence. That is why we are wearing this. Me and you making up our minds, listening to John the Baptist from next Sunday, telling us what to do to get right with God. And that is the reason for confession. So these are all the things that Advent involves. So let us in this Mass ask the Lord to open our hearts so that we may understand the mystery of Advent. And then accept Jesus the Savior and acknowledge him that he is already present with us and long for the day when we all shall be with him in what the church calls the parousia, the second coming of Jesus. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.